Hello, I'm Jill Marie, founder of the Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment Technique, and this telecast is number 4 in our 4-part relationship series. Today the topic is enriching your current love relationship. Previously our topics were healing broken relationships, divine templates to support honoring relationships, and attracting your divine mate. Now, if you've not participated in these telecasts or received the clearing preparation for this session, it's absolutely fine. But I do recommend that you go back and review these telecasts because the clearing tools used in each of them were designed to progressively release layers of embedded formatting that have the potential to impede the full expressions of intimacy and cosmic blending that are the focus for this segment. Know that you can use the guided visualization exercise and implement the clearing in this broadcast over and over to heighten your levels of intimacy with your current or impending partner, to reach deeper and meaningful expressions of unity. In fact, I encourage you to use the principles that the Creator will channel through me in this telecast to aid you to reach the next level of spiritual, physical, and emotional intimacy. These pathways to intimacy and forever love are the next steps within the new paradigm in divine expression that are unveiling at this time of great collective expansion on this world. If you're in the process of attracting a divine mate or your current partner won't be with you participating in this telecast, you can still participate in this heart-expanding exercise. In fact, you're going to love it because you're going to be interacting with a surrogate hologram of your present or future beloved. Now, before we begin with the dialogue and the clearing and guided visualization exercise, let's start with a prayer. We invite you, most blessed Creator, to join us. And we call upon all of the angels and masters of light that are assisting each of us in our soul's progression to lightness. Like always, let us connect at the heart with every being listening to this telecast at whatever time they're tuning in. Let us create a web of love between us and collectively align our hearts, our souls, and our conscious awareness to the divine truth that we are one. And in that knowing, may we now shift our intention to hold the space for ourselves and one another. As we open the gates of receiving and step into the realm of acceptance, connecting with the heart of our beloved. Thank you, our dear most blessed and beloved Creator. Okay, let's prepare now for the gates of acceptance to be slung wide open. I say acceptance because one must be able to accept a meaningful and deep, intimate alliance with their beloved to actually allow it. If one or both parties are only able to accept a superficial alliance with the heart and soul of another, the heights of intimacy can still flourish for the party that's open to receiving more. But the goal is for each participant to reach a state of cosmic union, where the souls merge and blend cohesively in a divine alliance that's beyond the physical. Your levels of intimacy are always measured by how much you allow yourself to accept. The levels of intimacy that you allow yourself to receive or accept are like keys. Each time you reach a new level of acceptance, another door is opened, allowing for more heightened expressions of intimacy and closeness. This allows you and your beloved to express your deep emotional and spiritual bonds. To do this, one must release the debris of the past and look upon their beloved as they did when they first fell in love. The Creator knows what that looks like and will take an image of that love and move to an even more expansive alliance. As great as those days of splendor may have been, there's something even better, and the Creator knows what that is. And in this session, we're going to be peeling off layers of embedded formatting to assist you to achieve it. In this exercise, we'll soar into higher states of awareness that will sponsor a cosmic union that moves beyond the physical. In this time of great expansion of the heart and awakening of heightened states of awareness, the old paradigms that defined relationships and intimacy are just falling away. They're making room for a new template. And this new template is free of suppression profiles, domination, inferiority, ownership, and the old roles that our ancestors forged into the collective reality. The template for human-divine union is based on partnership and mutual respect. Cosmic union is mutually expressive and will develop greater levels of intimacy that will ultimately fuel a passion that will instantly or gradually dissolve barriers to honoring physical expressions of intimacy. To begin the clearing, let's reach deep into the genetics, moving back through time to the first Adams and Eves in your lineage. Humanity began many thousands of years ago, and throughout the evolution of its glorious rise to the reflection of civilized relationships, there are imprints that were laid into the genetics that we will empower the Creator to reformat. The easiest way to do that is by empowering the Creator and your God self to use the template for human-divine union as a guide to clear away blocks to embracing and exemplifying those characteristics. Now, the reformatting profiles used in the previous three broadcasts in the relationship series have prepared you for this clearing, which may appear to be somewhat redundant at first, but the wording used to trigger the clearing mechanisms will enhance the previous clearing and take this one to a new areas of primordial formatting that have been as yet untouched because of humanity's agreement to hold specific formations into collective reality. The Creator is going to move through your genetic files and unweave these formations back when they were part of a belief system and implement a comprehensive clearing there. Now, in this clearing, you're going to release your agreement to further participate in sustaining these old archaic beliefs that are held in collective consciousness, and also release the old paradigms that block positive personal image or are supporting a rejection of love. Now, right now, I'm loading a new process for you that was designed specifically for this telecast. It's called I Expect to Be Loved. Now, after we've activated the clearing, this process will be ready to be triggered after you think or say, I expect to be loved. That's the trigger. Please write that down, because from this day forward, every time you have a thought or express a belief that's in opposition to expecting that you will be loved and appreciated by those that you attracted to your life, you can trigger a deep and comprehensive clearing by thinking, I expect to be loved. I've also loaded the trigger, I love me, which will work in the same manner. We're going to use both of these triggers in the upcoming guided visualization, and you will get to experience the transformational effects of them firsthand. Now, to enhance the depth of clearing you receive today in preparation for cosmic union, we will empower the Creator to unweave underlying principles that have the potential to establish limiting reactions and accepted patterns of self-loathing and blocks to self-love and knowing the completeness of self. This process will unweave the seeds and foundations of collective beliefs about love that limit and contradict the principles of human divine union and cosmic union. Let's clear away the formatting that is obstructing your divine right to claim independence from the collective boundaries, freeing your mastered mind to override limiting perceptions and beliefs that restrict the acceptance of a master love that overrides all disconnection from the divine ideal image of an everlasting oneness love. How can we truly imagine being in oneness with our beloved if we feel separate from the Creator? So let's also clear opposition to embracing the perpetual, timeless link between self and the source of all that is. We'll empower the Creator to move through the genetic files to release genetic barriers that have the potential to limit or squelch a balanced spiritual, emotional, and physical surge of Kundalini energy as it perpetually loops from crown to root, fueling and supporting expansion within all creative regions. And in this clearing, let's also unweave fear of expansion and go after genetic barriers to feeling, sensing, and knowing the galactic self and the expansion potential and an awareness of the infinite expansion of the sacred self as the soul touches upon all that is in its rhythm of breathing as it connects to the all and the everything. Let's go after formatting that supports judgment of yourself and others and blocks to the use of your innate gifts. Let's have the Creator unweave limiting genetic beliefs that have the potential to block the ultimate expansion, an evolution beyond the accepted paradigm in any timeline, which will support the intergalactic, transformational, etheric, and esoteric realities that will support passion of all depths, origin, and intensity. You know, we can use the imprints of a neutral passion that exemplifies the depths of the soul's love and enthusiasm for every discovery and experience within the expansion of our life to be used as a template also to have the Creator roll through the life, defining the release of current life and genetic formation that is in opposition to igniting the freedom to express the divine passion of the soul in every facet of this incarnation. We can go after anything that would block the unlocking of our passion from the deepest recesses of the genetic foundation, to create a free access from the creation thought to the heart of the creation flow, to fuel and support the reality of intimacy. We want to see the divine love in all that is, in self, others, all creation, expecting and allowing ourselves to express divine love and all facets of the Creator's unconditional nature. And we want to expect and allow others to express the divinity in their divine timing also. We want to look for any part of the genetic imprinting that is limiting the innate expression of divine love. Let's clear away blocks to accepting our partner's level of expansion. Let's allow their transformational spirit to just rest confidently on our palm, just like a butterfly, allowing our levels of divine giving and divine receiving to abound at our levels while accepting their divine timing for their evolution to higher consciousness. You know, they may be able to open or accept love 10 times or 20 times more or less than we currently trust ourselves to receive, but it doesn't matter. Let's just celebrate every choice to love and every choice to strive forth, remembering that divine timing is one of the foundations of balance and neutrality. Let's be in gratitude in every moment. In fact, let's do a deep clearing on blocks to gratitude. Let's do a clearing on blocks to expanding our self-worth and self-love. It's time to release the boundaries to a balanced masculine and feminine and release the limiting stereotypes that go along with being a man and being a woman and the many roles that we play that hold us in bondage, blocking free expression, like the roles of wife, husband, child, caregiver, financial supporter, friend, lover, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, father, light being, leader, healer, follower, or any of the collective rules about any of these roles. How about being enough? That's a good one to do clearing on. Being handsome enough, pretty enough, smart enough, successful enough, strong enough. We're going to load an unweaving for these stereotypes. And then every time that you have a thought or a perception about you that's limiting you, you can use one of these trigger processes to do immediate reformatting, like the triggers judgment, I love me, cancel, or any of the many trigger processes available through the Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment Technique. You know, these triggers are designed to give you the freedom to utilize the mastery tools of quantum level reprogramming in an instant with just a thought. They're a gift to you in these transformational times. I encourage you to use them whenever a limitation is brought to your attention. If you're not a Serenity Level 1 Master Practitioner or higher, you can select a practitioner on our website and set an appointment where they can bestow upon you the full complement of trigger processes. They are life-transforming. Now, when the clearing is complete and the embodied participants have partaken in the same clearing as you, it's important for you to release the energy attachments to those old realities that have just been cleared. If you equate old experiences and patterns with bricks made of straw and dung, and the new realities that are free of the energy and old patterns of limitation as made from clean, fresh cement, the last thing you'd consciously choose to do is build your new temple of light with dung. So the Creator's working with you to release attachment to the brokenness of the past and to help you to embrace the whole new image and acceptance and expectance of higher ideals. So it's paramount that you only allow positive formation energy to enter into your now. There is an unlimited supply of clean creation energy to utilize in forming your new paradigm. Using the past building blocks of dung to form your new reality is non-productive, and it has the potential to add limitation to your now and tomorrow. So keep the past patterns and the he said this and she did that drama and limiting verbiage in the dung heap where it belongs. Today's a new day, and even if you're implementing this clearing alone right now, the more you clear on yourself, the more doors will open for you to expect your partner to be your divine mate, and the opportunities for that blessed one to express the truth of themselves will happen because you expect it. So if you expect limitation from your partner, what is your creation energy supporting? The clearing that's loaded now has the profile in it that is designed to clear resentments to assist you to release stuck energy from old wounds from past arguments and offenses, as well as bitterness and apathy. And this clearing will release all that you will allow without discovery of some other pinion point that's holding some energy somewhere else. So know that this is a very comprehensive clearing. Okay, it's now time to implement the clearing. But before we do, the Creator will now upload a magnificent intimacy clearing profile that's specific for you. Remember that the Creator is the one that implements the reformatting profiles in Serenity, so this work is very honoring and always falls within the parameters of divine timing, divine alignment, and maintains the highest principles of divine truth. God can do anything. So now, if you're in a space where it's safe for you to close your eyes, will begin the viewing process for the clearing. If you're driving your car or not in a place where it would be comfortable for you to implement the following exercise, leave this clearing in the guided visualization for later. For now, just listen and follow along. This alliance of the heart, mind, and soul is such a profoundly intimate expression of cosmic unity that it is likely that you will implement this method many times over. So if things are not perfectly aligned for you to implement it now, the divine timing for it will happen when you're ready. For those of you that are ready now to move ahead with this glorious expression of intimacy, please close your eyes and imagine a screen projected before you. On this screen is a capsule of clearing, healing, reformatting, and all of the gifts and blessings that the Creator has loaded into the capsule especially for you. Silently ask the Creator if it is in divine alignment for the Creator to implement this transformational work for you, and then take a moment to sense, hear, feel, or see the answer. When you have received an affirmative response from the Creator, just think or say the word yes, and the clearing will be completed and we can begin. All right, let's begin. If you have chakra alignment mist with you, please spray it through your auric field now. You will understand the significance of using this mastery tool later. If you have the blend, please place a small amount of it on the palm of your left hand and move your hands together with your right hand moving anti-clockwise 3 times. Then move your hands through your auric field. The blend will enhance and sustain the elevating vibrational shifts that will lift you to new heights of intimacy as you and your mate link in a cosmic union that moves beyond the physical. If you do not have any of the blend or the chakra alignment mist, the next time that you implement this exercise, you'll want to have those ready. You'll see the difference. Now, if you have a partner and they're no participating in this broadcast with you right now, I'm going to guide you to connect with an energetic surrogate of your beloved one. And if you're attracting your divine mate and they aren't with you here yet either, the Creator will reach forward in time to connect with your partner that is waiting for you in the near future and create an energetic surrogate for you to interact with in this exercise. Now, it's important to mention that at no time will either the surrogates be energetically aligned with or connected to you in this exercise, because that would be considered manipulative. But you will be connecting with a real-life holographic image of your beloved and will have the benefit of feeling the energy and the love and the alliance of souls, and every facet of the experience will be as if they were with you now. For all intents and purposes, they are there. Now, those of you that are with your beloved, please seat yourself across from one another. You can sit sideways on the couch facing each other, lay on your right side on the bed. The main thing is that you want to be facing each other and have your left arm free to reach over and touch your partner's heart, and have your right arm free to lay your hand over your own heart. Joining together in cosmic union creates a level of intimacy between two beings that can only be described as a physical cosmic blending, where all sense of time, space, and physicality move aside to make room for the expressions of human divine union. From the beginning, this telecast has no been about sex, although some couples may find that their cosmic union touches their heart and soul in so many levels that the next likely step will be to take their intimacy to a physical expression. If both of you are ready to take this next step, move to it gracefully in its divine timing and allow the principles of honor and love to guide you. Now, let's begin the exercise. Close your eyes and connect energetically to the beloved that is seated before you. Think the trigger for ancient breathing. And allow the energy burst that stirs from deep within your heart to stretch from your heart chakra over to your beloved. Those of you that will be working with a surrogate have received a blessing from the Creator in the clearing, which will trigger the activation of the hologram before you. It is interactive and will follow the same prompts that a live human would. Just breathe over to the space before you, and this will activate the hologram. From this moment forward, every participant will now be connecting with their mate. Feel the delicious energy that's flowing between you. Continue to breathe. Ancient breathe. Just breathe from heart to heart. Let your heart bring your sacred breath back to you, just like a retracting rubber band that stretched out to the heart of your beloved and now retracts back to your heart, entering your heart space. And recognize the blessedness of the mate that your energy pulse has touched. Now breathe back to your beloved one once more, but this time feel your breath encompass the form of your mate as they encompass you with their love. Do you feel it? Now feel both of your sacred breaths becoming one as they create a sphere of love that encompasses the space that the two of you are sitting within. You're in a bubble of love. Now that the sphere has been created, it is the energy of this cosmic union that can easily expand and grow and fuel your alliance. Continue to easily breathe to one another at the pace most comfortable to you. And connect at the heart with your breaths and feel the oneness of your sacred selves. You're connected to everything that is, and in this sphere of golden light, you are aligning with one another in a more intimate manner, even now. As you explore the oneness, I would like you to draw your awareness to your heart chakra. It is expanding wider and wider, reaching toward your partner. Feel how expansive this alliance is as the two chakras touch and begin moving as one. They are uniting and even now finding their pace as the revolutions of their spin become one. Feel the spin. Feel how it brings the energy to you in a counterclockwise motion, like the ocean brings a wave to shore and then flows back to sea. Much like this, you will send unconditional love to your partner, allowing them to receive at their optimal level for that moment, and on the return wave, you will accept their unconditional love. Feel the love, my dears, and as you do, relish in this moment's cosmic union as you think the trigger, I expect to be loved. And now drink in the love and notice how much more you are able to give and receive. And now think the trigger, I love me. And once again, feel the levels of love. And as you watch them, the receiving and the giving increase even more. Continue to allow your flow of unconditional love to flow on the circular cycle of the chakra spin, sending your love and drinking it in. Loving and communing with that love. Now, while continuing that same cycle of cosmic union of the heart, you're sending unconditional love on that beautiful shifting of the heart chakra as it moves in its cycle of love to your beloved partner. Feel their love flowing back to you and accept at the greatest levels. And while you do, feel all of your upper and lower chakras begin to expand. And as they do, feel how gracefully they expand to reach for your beloveds and how your mate's chakras are reaching out for yours like arms of a lover stretching out to meet the hungry longing. Feel as they touch and merge as your heart chakras did. And as the unconditional love continues to flow between you, feel the other chakras meet and find their united spin. Now send unconditional love to your partner on the revolution of each of your chakras. It doesn't matter if the crown chakra is moving faster or more languorously than the root or the throat chakra, or if they're moving at the same pace. It's important for you to stay in the moment and be with the flow of the unconditional love and to love every revolution of the spin, because it is carrying your partner's love to you and transporting your love to them. Keep sending your unconditional love to your partner, and with every ebb and flow of the tides of love carried on each cycle of the rotation of your unified chakras, feel your love for your divine mate expanding. And as it does, allow yourself to receive even more of their love for you. Silently, follow me as we instigate a succession of clearing profiles using the trigger processes. I love me. I love me. I love me. I expect to be loved. I expect to be loved. I expect to be loved. Now feel how much more unconditional you are. Feel how much more you're giving to your beloved one, and also feel how much more you are receiving. Continue to send and receive, and follow me one more time to prepare you for the next phase of intimacy. I love me. I love me. I love me. I expect to be loved. I expect to be loved. I expect to be loved. Yes. Feel the love surge within you, my dears. Feel your root chakra and your heart chakra and your throat chakra and each of the other chakras accelerating their spin, and also feel how much more love you're exchanging. You want to touch one another, don't you? You desire to feel your flesh meet theirs. Take your left hand and reach across to your beloved and place it on their heart. And take your right hand and place it lightly over theirs, because they have placed their hand on your heart. This union is no about bondage or ownership. You are crossing into new levels of intimacy that supersede all of the old paradigms of relationships. You're about to ignite cosmic union, aligning your heart, mind, and soul in a universal expansion. As before, allow the ebb and flow of the tides of love carried on each cycle of the rotation of all of your chakras now. And feel the love of your divine mate, expanding as it does, allowing yourself to receive more of their love for you, allowing you to send more to them. Use your trigger processes. Be spontaneous in your thoughts. I love me. I expect to be loved. And as you do, continue to just send, with every revolution of the chakra, more and more love, receiving more upon your return of the love. Continue to breathe and expand your giving and receiving it of unconditional love. And as you do, feel the golden channels of your kundalini begin to pulse and swell, moving the energy through the physical and ethereal regions of your body. And as you do, imagine or see a holographic image of them reflecting into the space between you. Feel the fever pitch of the kundalini as it surges through you, and the chakras accelerating their rotations even more as you allow more and more of your mate's love to be accepted by you, and you are gifting greater levels of love to your beloved. Watch or imagine as the two reflections of the woven strands of kundalini merge, and as they do, feel the cosmic explosion that occurs as you feel the sphere you and your beloved are connecting within burst into a million upon a million spheres spread throughout all creation. Feel the oneness of your union, and though you may be aware of your placement across from each other in the space where you first began this union, feel your placements within the microscopic spheres that are moving throughout the cosmos, shifting beyond the Milky Way, moving from universe to universe, touching upon all creation. Feel your placement there and know the divine nature of your cosmic union as you continue to send and receive even greater levels of unconditional love. Feel the sanctification of that love, and as you move through suns and stars and the wholeness of all and everything, feel your love for one another expand out to every facet of the all, and allow yourselves to accept and receive its love, knowing that everything is the Creator's love, knowing that you are always safe in love. So continue to expand and explore the cosmos and the cosmic levels of your sacred union, expanding your capacity to love and moving to greater levels of intimacy. This is the pathway to a new mastery, a new level of mastery that encompasses the mind, the body, the spirit, the essence of you. And as you continue to breathe through your beloved, and you float throughout the cosmos in those golden spheres of light, know that you are flowing on the breath of your soul as it breathes and reaches out and touches the everything, moving beyond all times, worlds, dimensions. Connecting always to everything, you are now floating within the current of love, aligned with the oneness of all that is. Enjoy. And now, with special permission from Dwayne Briggs, we're going to finish this segment with a clip of Sanctify This Love from his Echoes of a Modern God CD, which is available on our online store at www.serenityvibrationhealing.com.
There's a saying in the silence, where words themselves retreat, and the music deep within us is the language that we speak. Like a river, we are flowing, moving into ecstasy. And the sound of all creation now echoes back to me. Sanctify this love. Sanctify this love and the light within. Sanctify. Until the end, sanctify.